let's talk about Flora and Son, which will be debuting September 29th, which is a Friday, on Apple TV. Now, Flora and Son is about a young mother. Well, this whole thing takes place in Ireland, so be prepared for accents. But this is about a young mother who's trying to connect with her troubled son. She's not going to be very successful at that in the beginning. But she doesn't just have issues with her son. She has issues with her ex-husband / father of her son. Let's just say the son and the dad aren't the best of people either. And he's getting into shit. Because if you're a kid with kind of like two crap parents, guess what? You're just going to get into shit. And he does that. So she wants to keep her kid out of fucking trouble, out of fucking jail. So she knows she has to become a fucking mother. And she figures out that a way they can connect happens to be between something that they both are starting to enjoy, which is music. So be prepared for singing, for music, especially something that's more from that cultural aspect. Not to say that this is like some, they're going to be singing old Celtic folk songs or something, but music is different every place, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you listen to rap in America, rap in Africa, or rap in England would be different, you know what I'm saying? So, to say, it's just going to be a little different. Not only does she form a connection with her son, she forms another connection with someone else, which I'm not going to say. No spoiler there. But as you go along, you also will see that there's kind of a reveal of the mother's personality for pretty much most of her life. And you see the moment where she realizes, despite her seemingly trying to do something for her son, she's still kind of, you know, been doing the same fucking thing. And she has that moment where she steps outside of her normal pattern, which has been oblivious to her, despite her knowing it. Certain things she just couldn't pull out of her head of being like, that's the same thing. You're still doing that shit. Even though you think you're doing different, you're fucking not. She does have that moment and really does focus on the child, or she makes a decision that's that turning point where it's like, I'm going to be 100% a mom and not, you know, be like, oh, I'm a mom, but I'm a single woman, so let me handle the single woman part, then handle the mother part. You know what I'm saying? Which is very reflective of an era depicted through social media, where a lot of people were like, oh, you can be a parent but still focus on you and da 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 da. There was an era of that. And trust me, I know people that still are like, you can be a parent but focus on you. And it's like, yes, you can. But if you get everything concerning your kids out the way, then focus on you. But that wasn't how it was done or being phrased or no shit like that. Because when I tell you, I know motherfuckers that will put so-called date night over their children. Like, if your fucking kids are sick and you would send them to a fucking babysitter or grandparent sick just to fuck so you can fucking go out to dinner and a movie. That's not prioritizing. Like, it's fucking not. Now, some people may hear this and be like, well, but that's a, you know, that's what the babysitter for. That's like, no. Because I promise you that kid being sick is going to remember that you chose to give them to somebody else and you went, changed your clothes to get dressed. Because I swear to God, I could remember every fucking moment when you're as a child, you're like, what's going on? Oh, we're going somewhere. I don't feel good. Where are we going? Right. It's just like, I have that. I personally related to being a child where you were not your fucking parents' number one, number two, or number three thought. So I had moments of relatability seeing things that the mother was doing and the son's just kind of like, whatever. As a parent now, there's relatability. Which I think is good. It'll help. It'll have that connection. Like, whether it's, doesn't matter that this is based in Ireland, fucking America, Canada, Australia. Parents are parents. Kids are kids. Our child actor who's in, essentially he'd be in high school. This is his first foray into cinema, so this is his first movie. I feel like he did okay. Not knowing that this was his first movie, I just thought he was just kind of, his just personality type was kind of just withdrawn, I guess. But he's a fucking teenager. So, but I think there's good moments that people can connect with, especially her actual growth, which is really comes through at the very end of this movie. You see the actual moment that I think you were kind of waiting for at some point. Didn't know it would manifest that way, but they have that moment where it's like, okay, this can work. And I liked it. It was a cool moment. You're not going to shed tears in this movie. This is not a tearjerker. It's not that deep emotionally. I don't think they were going for that, to be honest. It didn't feel like it. If they did, they definitely missed the emotional mark. But it is it's a solid drama with, we'll say it has a musical overtone. I have no complaints with acting. No complaints in the writing. The pacing was good, which I think can easily happen in a drama. Some dramas can literally just have 10 extra minutes, 15 extra minutes that they don't need. If anything, this doesn't feel long at all. And if you have Apple TV, this is a good way to knock out 2 hours. Which, like I said, it's not 2 hours. It's less, but it's a good way to, you know, knock out an hour or so. Like, it really is. Our main actress has been in a couple other things. She is the daughter of Bono. But, like, she honestly, she can hold the camera. This movie comes out this weekend on Apple TV. This is something I would definitely check out. On Apple TV, if you're into drama, like a little music, you like Irish accents, Florence Son, you can check this. Definitely something I check out on Apple TV. So let's talk about flicks. You can catch me on Facebook. Shout out to my listeners on Apple Podcasts. And my listeners in the UK. And of course, I got to shout out Ireland. I mean, the movie takes place in Ireland. How can I not shout y'all out? Let's talk about flicks. Find me on Facebook. Same name. Yeah.